It was 40 years ago, this coming Thursday, August 28th, that an estimated 250,000 people marched on Washington, D.C. for jobs and freedom. The crowd blanketed the National Mall that day from the Lincoln Memorial to the Capitol Building. They demanded civil rights. It was a moment of social change and for many the highlight in the movement for racial equality. It was also a massive feat of political and logistical organization. On Thursday, we'll spend an hour with people who were at the march. Leading up to the 28th, we'll be talking to people who helped organize the march in the days, weeks, and months before. One of them was Mrs. Louise Bowie. Mrs. Bowie lives in Riviera Beach, Florida, where she's president emeritus of the West Palm Beach chapter of the NAACP. 40 years ago, she was co-captain of the train coach that took marchers from southern Florida to Washington, D.C., and she joins us now from her home. And Mrs. Bowie, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Bowie, you spent all night and all day on that train from Florida. What was the mood? I know people must have been excited, but maybe a little anxious, too?
Well, everybody seemed to have been on one accord and welcomed the participants as they joined up with us. They just sang and welcomed each group as they arrived to pick up and from one section to another section.
But was there some anxiety as well about what might happen to them on that trip?
Nobody seemed to worry about having any confusions or anything that was going to happen to us. We were there on one accord. That was to let the world know that we wanted a change.
You recruited people to come along on this trip. How did you do it? What did you tell them to convince them to come along?
Well, I was secretary for the State Conference of Branches and president of the local branch. And the state NAACP requested, they gave me a section to work, and that was from Fort Pierce to Deerfield Beach, south through the Glades.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave CORE the section from Deerfield Beach south to the Keys. And that coach was assigned to Dade, Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Rushaw, who was with CORE, he headed it, started in Miami, and then when they got into West Palm Beach, I became CORE captain of the coach. And every person on that coach had to give us their name and three persons in their hometown or at home where they were, names, address, telephone numbers, that if anything occurred, we would be able to get into contact with one of the three persons.
Was it a mixed group on that train, young and old, black and white?
It was young, old, black, white, you name it. Male and female.
I read in a newspaper article about you that you described this trip as a once-in-a-lifetime moment. How so?
That's right. I don't think it would be. I believe, like I said, this is the way I guess it'll be when we get to heaven. Nobody had crossword against nobody. We were there for a purpose or a cause, and that's what we were there for, and that's what we did.
Do you feel as if the moment, the march itself, lived up to all of the anticipation and the planning and the excitement?
Well, it has been a great change. Since the march, and then you look and see that it looks like we are really going back instead of going forward. Some of the changes has been made, and some of gains we've made, we are losing some of them.
Mrs. Bowie, thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
You are more than welcome.
Mrs. Louise Bowie spoke with us from her home in Riviera Beach, Florida, where she is president emeritus of the West Palm Beach chapter of the NAACP. Again, we'll be speaking this week with a number of people involved in the planning and the organization of the March on Washington. And on Thursday, we'll be talking to a number of people who were there at the march. We hope you'll join us. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.